The Cabalistic Cross. Imagine yourself beginning to grow taller and taller. You are as big as the house, still growing and growing. Bigger and bigger. The earth is getting smaller. Your head is now above the clouds, towering among the stars. The earth, a small revolving ball beneath your feet. Far out in the universe, you see a brilliant, scintillating white light. Imagine and visualize this brilliant light descending to form a sphere of light just above your head. Raise your right hand slightly above your forehead. With it, bring the ball of light down and touch your forehead, vibrating the word Ato. Ato, which means thou art. The hand is now brought straight down to the region of the solar plexus. And with it descends a great shaft of pure white light, encompassing your now enormous astral body. As the shaft of light descends to the feet, vibrate the word Malkuth. Malkuth, meaning the kingdom. Visualize and feel this brilliant ray or shaft of pure light which has descended from above and encompasses your tremendous astral body. Touch the right shoulder. With this tap, a sphere of light is formed just off the right shoulder, in tone of the word Vagabura. Vagabura, which means and the power. Move your right hand across your body and imagine that from this right sphere of light extends a beam of scintillating light, penetrating the chest and continuing through and just beyond the left shoulder. At this time, the left shoulder is tapped. And another sphere of light is formed while you vibrate the word Vagadula. Vagadula, which means and the glory. In this manner is formed the cross of light. Now clasp your hands in a praying position on your chest, with both arms and elbows raised to be encompassed in the horizontal beam of light. vibrate the final word, L'Olam. L'Olam. Amen. Meaning forever. Amen. Face the east. For the ceremonial instrument, you may use a stick of incense, a ritual dagger, or the pointed index finger of your right hand. Inscribe in the air before you a large banishing pentagram. That means, with your ritual instrument in your right hand, start at the lower left-hand point of the pentagram, opposite and outside your left hip. The hand is moved to the uppermost point of the pentagram, which is pictured in front of and just above your forehead. Continue tracing downwards to outside and opposite the right hip. Now move upwards diagonally to outside and opposite the left shoulder. Horizontally across your body to a point even with and outside your right shoulder. And complete the pentagram by moving down to the starting point opposite your left hip. As your hand moves, visualize a beautiful blue flame which follows the point of the dagger as it inscribes the five-pointed star. When the pentagram has been completely traced, thrust the point of the dagger to the center of the pentagram, vibrating the deity name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, imagining that your voice carries forward to the end of the universe. With dagger still extended, turn in place or circumambulate to your right, to the south, and make a banishing pentagram. That is, starting from the lower left and moving to the upper center. And with a central thrust of the dagger, vibrate the deity name, Adonai. Each pentagram remains aflame and is connected with the continuous circle being traced by the extended dagger. Turn or move to the west. With arm and dagger extended, make the same type of pentagram as before.